Hello and welcome to another edition of Red or Dead. I'm your host, Andre Dixon, with the sore throat, with the hangover. I'm joined with my buddies, my pals, Ellie and Suki. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're definitely better than you, mate. We're not better than you, but I'm sure I feel better than you. I can say,
I'm not going to lie, I'm a bit hungover too, but it sounds like Gray's doing a lot worse than me.
Suki, you sound fresh.
That's the old age.
Suki's got young youth. I mine is going toe to toe, and then just the repercussions of it after.
Toe to toe, interesting terminology. Where were you last night, Dre?
I was out yesterday with Formula One.
Okay, right.
Celebrating life.
Casual.
Shout out to Formula One.
Didn't they do a thing last night? Were you at that thing?
There's a little thing on.
Go on, explain for Alice.
A little shindig.
They had a party to celebrate the end of the Formula One season and the Formula E sports season.
Okay.
I blame Team Alpine for my state at the present time, because I was coasting along with nice drinks, sensible drinks, and then zombies came out.
Oh, zombies!
And that was
dangerous.
Yeah, and the next thing I know, you know when I'm drunk, when I start singing Backstreet Boys.
Wow. Remind me again, what's in a zombie? Isn't it like four different alcohol?
Exactly. It's just normally most bars you go to, the zombie's pretty much the strongest cocktail you can get. Like without fail. I know it's got four in there. I don't like to know what's in it because I don't want to drink it, if I'm being honest. It's normally I get shoehorned into drinking it. A bit like Dre did last night by the sounds of things.
Actually, we seem to have glossed over the singing of the Backstreet Boys part. So,
let me just quickly give you forewarning. When I'm at the level of no return, then at some point I will either sing along with or sing karaoke style Backstreet Boys. I Want It That Way.
I Want It That Way. Oh, lovely. I need to hear you singing that.
We will try and get that for our audience one time. We need to get Dre drunk at a red.
Oh, we've got to do this. 100%. Yeah. We've got to do it. Or as a backup, Wonderwall. We got to do
that. Wonderwall's
It's a nice
Wonderwall
song, but I'll be honest, I've been put off Oasis for various reasons.
Oh, because they keep on talking, ragging on our team.
Do you know what I mean? I can't stand it. It's too much now. I used to, honestly, I loved him, but he's so annoying. When he did that thing about, when you remember when they won the league and he goes, it's too funny, when he's going about how they're going to dominate for the next thing, and then we won it the next year.
I think he's learned not to talk no more.
I don't know, mate. I've seen him at various things, still giving it the big one, but he reminds me of someone else I know.
I think it's Arsenal. They got to know their place. And as long as they know
that,
there's balance.
Exactly.
Right.
Hey, you're like Thanos.
Let's. What have you guys been up to before we get into the games?
I've been out partying in London. I'm trying to avoid the virus at the moment because obviously the cases are mental here, so it's probably a mistake coming to London.
It's quite a strange thing you just said there. I'm out there partying in London. I'm trying to avoid the virus. It's like.
It's a difficult balance. I'm testing every day at the moment.
Wait a minute. I come from the Matrix.
Cases have gone up as soon as Suki comes down to London. You see?
There's a definite theme.
This is what happened the last time as well. And that's why he posted a negative test. I respect that.
Yeah.
I feel I'm here so much that your argument just works either way. So I don't.
That's true. It's quite lazy journalism.
That is true. I concur.
It was the low hanging fruit, and I'm too drunk to try to read. Yeah,
and not for the first time either. No, mate, I'm guilty.
This time he's got the
especially
hangover
this week.
Excuse, so.
Yeah. Exactly, that's what I'm going for him because he's a bit sober. I'm sober, so I can come for him.
Defenses today.
He's weakened.
I feel we need to get a screenshot because you can see it in his face.
He's
definitely struggling. Yeah.
I don't. You know what? I think the lighting doesn't help me because I do.
Oh yeah, sure. It's light. It's the same lighting you've had every week.
I look like I'm held hostage, in my room. So which I am. So
yeah, you're right, Dre. It's definitely the lighting. It's not the last night.
Nothing to do with the zombies you've been drinking and the lack of sleep. I even saw you playing golf. I saw you playing golf as well. I was just like, Dre's living life.
Bro, I'm in full, you know, trying to make sure that you go out and enjoy yourself before there's some nonsense that they start closing things down.
I hear you.
I don't think there'll be a proper lockdown, not to get into the whole weeds of COVID, because definitely in my house, I've had enough of talking about that. Because when you're making plans for Christmas and all that stuff, and then you've got like 17 people like, oh, okay, what about this? What about this? What about this? And you just get to a point where you're like, all right, enough now. I'm over it. So I don't know if you guys are the same.
No, I hear you. I hear you. But you know what it is as well? Like, I definitely hear you about the part about having a lot of fun before, as well, getting it out of my system before anything. Because I can see there being a little 2-week circuit breaker after Christmas type thing for the new year. I reckon New Year's Eve ain't happening, put it that way.
Yeah, that's locked what I mean. I mean, I think it would be like you'd have to contain numbers or something like that. So I don't think they do what they did last time, because people are not going to follow no rules.
No, exactly.
I do think that they'd be like, all right, mate, can you make it like 10, 15 people or something like that? Which is cool for me, because like I prefer those types of things. Sookie's the other hand, where you prefer around about 14.
Yeah, I've got a big party planned.
You see,
Sookie doesn't sleep though. Sookie's literally. Like, he's like the party. You like, I'm trying to think, he's literally Zayn Malik right now. Him and Zayn Malik have parallel lifestyles.
I'm speaking to you off the back of 3 hours sleep, actually.
Because that's proper respect.
I was going to ask you why didn't you sleep, but I'm not sure if it's podcast safe. So,
well, I'm in such a bad sort of routine at the moment. So, I've obviously been going out this week because I'm in London. I ended up in heaven of all places last night, which was jokes.
Oh, okay. You had me going for a second there, mate. I was like, do you know where you are right now? You are still with us, right?
No, heaven's the gay club in Embankment, but it's
good
quite
fun.
Good flight. Yeah, it's quite good to meet other people as well, which is quite cool.
Yeah, I bet it is.
So there's a mix. There's quite a lot of girls and a lot of straight people that go as well. So it's good fun.
There's
five heterosexual guys that just went for it.
Five.
We've got to go and go with Sookie out on a night out, because like his nights are always like the most random. It was good.
It was very random. It was good. I've got another thing tonight, actually. This has been more of an effort. So it's a friend's doing a house party, and it's quite cool. It's for 10 of us, and he's sorted a whole like secret Santa out that we've done for each other, with actually a £50 limit, which I thought was quite high. So I've had to get that.
Are they family? Are they blood relatives?
They might as well be. But he's moving to he bought a place this year, and he bought a doer-upper. So, and he's decided to do it all himself. So he's been working like 100 hours a week just on his flat, literally doing the flooring, the kitchen, the electricals, the plumbing, all himself. And I think it's driven him to the edge. So he had today as the date, as finishing date, and therefore it coincided perfectly. Christmas, but then we were meant to bring a dish as well. And we got a message on Monday saying, oh, well, we actually haven't got an oven yet, so we're interested to see what state the house is in.
He's brave man having a house party when he's doing up a house. I thought you were going to say he's going to start next week, so he's having the party now. So when he trashes the place, he doesn't matter.
I'm looking forward to seeing what he's done himself. I'm impressed, but yeah, not for me. He sent his wife back to Germany, because he's married to a German girl. He sent her back to Germany for 3 months in the summer because she didn't want to do it up, which was fair. And it's meant to be done by the time she got back in July, September. Oh, no. And it's now December. I'm still not sure it's done.
He's still building. Building a championship house, like we have built a championship winning team.
Oh, okay. That's
better than me last week.
You should be hung over more often, mate. That's your best work.
That's smooth like that shot. I'll take it.
Oh, okay. Still going. Wow.
I've noticed that Dre's on form either when he's hungover or having a wine during the podcast.
That's what I'm talking about. It's got to be drink related. And so moving forward,
thank you, Heineken.
I'm going to decide to be alcoholic. So just so, you know, for your entertainment values. But let's go into, let's talk for about 15 minutes on the game yesterday. I unfortunately didn't get to see it because I was drinking my lights out. So can you guys, you know, summarize like what happened, highs and lows, things that we need to improve on, so forth?
I think I'm the only one who watched it, right?
I've watched extended highlights.
It was highlight, okay. Yeah. Well, I watched the full game. So basically,
I do my work, unlike Dre.
Exactly.
I've done
wow.
Zero research.
He came for you.
Zero.
All right. In fairness, though, it was a strange one because just before the game started, we found out that Van Dijk, Curtis Jones, and Fabinho had tested positive for COVID initially. Anyway, the first test was showing. So.
Can I just say that Dre jinxed that as well? He sent us a meme yesterday saying Van Dijk has tested positive for being the best defender in the world. And it all got us, especially Maria, I think. Mm. And then I looked at the news later on and then it turned out he had COVID. I was like, you are joking.
I was your actually fault, Dre. Hoping that you forgot about that, but carry on.
It was actually your fault. So any fans want to send him, he's at DRA365 on Instagram. Feel free to send him any message you want.
That's actually his Instagram as well.
Exactly. So anyway, So we were all a bit like, well, it's Newcastle. We should spank them anyway because, you know, they're not just because we're playing well, but because they're playing so badly, especially at the back. And then what happened? Lo and behold.
Wait, before you go there, I think we should give the score predictions. So tell us your score prediction before the game, Ellie.
I don't think that's required because all right.
Some nonsense at 8-0 or something.
Let me hear me out. Let me explain.
Disrespect.
It is disrespect, but given the way that they defend and given the way that we've been attacking, I didn't see a chat. I just thought we're just going to go for it. And to be honest, we should have dispatched them like that. If I'm being really honest, we should have absolutely annihilated. Like, it should have been an 8-0, but it wasn't. I'll take that. We won. I'm happy. But okay, Suki, yeah, it was a bit.
To be fair, I'm with you. I went 5-0 and I thought it could have been more, and especially coming after 7-0 by City the day before as well.
Yeah, exactly. And also we're at home, and also because as well I felt that there'd be this kind of feeling like the last dance a little bit, because people were thinking that fixtures could get called off after this. So I thought the players would just go for it, a full Anfield crowd in the evening against Newcastle.
Didn't we drop points against Newcastle last year as well?
We did. Last minute equaliser, Willock.
Is the one where their goalkeeper grabbed Mane's leg and it wasn't a penalty?
That was the season before, but yeah, that happened as well.
No, that was in the injury-ridden season last year.
Was it the same season?
Joe Willock came in.
Oh no, you're right. Yeah, it was. Yeah, but they also equalised at Anfield. Willock scored that late. Do you remember right at the end?
Yeah,
they equalised.
Well,
there,
they got the disallowed one,
and then they scored again.
We drew
0-0 at there. The Mane one. You're right. Sorry, that was that one, wasn't it? We didn't get a penalty, but yeah. So. You know, Newcastle were kind of typical Newcastle. We had lining up at the back. We had Konate and Matip playing centre-back. And to be honest, which I was happy with because Konate was so good in the Champions League that I wasn't actually that worried about that. Trent right-back, Robbo left-back. In the middle, instead of Fabinho, Hendo was playing the six. And we had Ox and Thiago. I was quite surprised he went with Ox, actually, because... But it's a testament to how well he's been playing at the moment, so I couldn't be upset with that at all. Bobby back on the bench, but Jota started up front, and then Mane and Salah. So, yeah, so we started well. Brightly should have scored quite early, if I'm being honest. Then, from a corner, we had in their space, their box. Thiago fluffed his lines, I have to say. They got the ball counter-attack, typical. So, Maximin doing a run, send out wide, and then they put a ball in, which was kind of dangerous, kind of half dealt with by Matip, fell at Thiago's feet. All he had to do is just clear it, just smack it anywhere.
That was really poor. Cass was laying into Thiago big time yesterday.
I couldn't argue with him yesterday. Yeah. Everything he said was true. I was like, okay, I can't really defend him today. Because then he just literally, almost like side foot pass, straight to Jonjo Shelvey, who buried
it. It's a good hit by Jonjo.
Perfect finish. I mean, it's probably the only place you could have put it.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, Alisson. In fact, no keeper in the world would have saved that where he put it. It was completely unsighted.
It's hidden as well because the way it's curling as well.
Exactly. So wonderful finish, 1-0 up within about 5 minutes, and I was watching it at this cafe in Derby, Shish Cafe, and everyone knows I'm a massive Liverpool fan, and they're all Man U fans, so they were all coming. Oh, what's the score? And I stood up, made an announcement to the whole place. All of you, shut up. Wait and see. I had to tell them. I said, you guys watch. You guys watch, because soon we'll be back. And when we're back, I'm not going to let any one of you forget what you said to me right now.
I like that. I like the faith.
I stood up and amazed. And then lo and behold, what happened? We missed chance after chance after chance. Thiago nearly fluffed it again. I was like, come on, Thiago, you're embarrassing me. I went a bit quiet after that.
We were level at that point, though, by the time he fluffed it for the second time, didn't he?
Yeah, you're right, actually. Yeah. To be fair, he did, well, though, he did give it away again, actually, again. But you probably didn't see that in the highlights, but he gave it away so many times. But anyway, eventually we did get a goal back through Jota, which is, in fairness, should have scored earlier, but we've been playing well. We camped out in their half. Newcastle scored goals, but their defence is probably the worst I've seen, actually.
What did we make of our first goal? Because obviously there was a bit of controversy, wasn't there, with their players down?
Yeah, but the thing is, there's two things I felt with that. A, it was their own guy who took out their own player. It wasn't even one of our guys.
Yeah, it wasn't a foul. He definitely wasn't a foul.
So, and then secondly, it wasn't even a head injury. So, like, the guy was pretending it was his head, but it wasn't. And also, thirdly, it happened so quickly after that incident. There wasn't actually a lot of time to let it go on and wait. Actually, no, he's really hurt. Let's stop play. Because it kind of happened almost straight afterwards. So, and it wasn't a foul. And keeper did well to save the first effort. Then Jota slotted home. But yeah, so 1-1 quite relatively midway through the second half. So first half, sorry. And we were on top. From that point onwards, we were on top. But in truth, we didn't play very well, if I'm being really, really honest. We weren't playing that well. Trent was on fire. I don't know what you saw about the highlights for Key in the first half. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I saw the sloppy... Well, I was looking out for them because obviously Cass was laying into Thiago so much, and Cass isn't a Thiago fan, it's safe to say.
Is he a Liverpool fan?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think he gets most enjoy when Liverpool don't do well.
Yeah.
So what do you call one of those?
If it's 10-0, it should have been 12. So
exactly. But
then you're not showing you can't win 1-0. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw Thiago had a really poor half. Look, I'm still a Thiago fan. I think he's been incredible this season, same. And I think he's going to do better. He's allowed a bad game. Players do have a bad game. Yeah. Alisson had a bad game. I don't think any less of Alisson this season. Not yesterday. I mean, he had a bad game, but earlier on in the season. He was poor in where he gave the ball away. But actually, I think compared to last season, he's generally been better at getting stuck in and breaking down play as well. So I'm not too fussed about that. I actually, when it went down to 1-0, because it happened so early as well, because it was Anfield, I was never in doubt that we would score more goals. If anything, actually, I was surprised it only stayed 2 until like the 87th minute.
Big surprise. Especially if you watch the game, it was a surprise because it was relentless. And you're just thinking, how have we not scored? It was a little bit... I mean, I can't even say that. We were a little bit wasteful, but you know, like, it's almost like the players knew that we were going to score eventually. You know, that kind of when they do that thing where they're all happy and smiley and, we'll get it. You know, it's that kind of like...
I quite like that, though, because that's I think that's a bit of confidence we need to get back to from a couple of seasons ago. Look, it was never in doubt for me. And for me, it was just great. Obviously, seeing Salah on the score sheet again. I saw a stat, actually, before the game where it said he's been involved in 30 goal involvement. I don't know if that's Premier League or all competitions, but 30 goal involvements this season, so goals and assists. And the next highest Premier League player is 15. That is insane.
It's outrageous.
He's on unbelievable. Honestly. And obviously add the one yesterday to it now, that's 31.
Yeah.
But he's so clinical at the moment.
I mean, we've had this Premier League, he's got 22 goals in the Premier League. Oh no, sorry, that's in total, sorry. But he's got 22 goals. And our next highest goal scorer, sorry, is Jota with 10.
But we have had injuries in terms of Jota and Firmino. Jota, to be fair, I think they've all contributed. All four of them. Like, I've been impressed.
Bobby even scoring before he got injured. He's getting
that's what I mean. Bobby got 6 quite quickly or something, didn't he?
Yeah. And you know what? Like, the one thing about other strikers, and I would say obviously Jota at the moment, is that he scores at really important. He can score at important times. So
he does get the big goals.
Jota's not just scoring when it's like, you know, 4-0 already. He scores. He's usually one to start off the route, if anything.
He's got some valuable 1-0s as well, which is good.
Massive goals. 2-1s and 1-0s. He's got a few of those, hasn't he?
And then the good thing was obviously seeing Bobby and Keita back. I think we've missed Bobby a little bit. I'm looking forward to Bobby playing. And I think we've needed... To be fair, I really like Ox. I think Ox can do a job for us. The problem with Ox is he needs time to actually stay in good form. And will he get that when Thiago, Fab
Hendo and Keita, and then Harvey Elliott are playing. I'm not sure he will.
He'll get us through the winter, definitely, definitely.
It's great to see Keita, though, because Keita's numbers before he got injured were unbelievable.
Yeah. And you know what was great about that as well yesterday is that for once I saw so many tweets saying, I've been his biggest critic, but Naby changed the game when he came on yesterday. And I think, obviously, you won't get this from the highlights. Was that Kassam? It definitely wasn't.
No matter what.
No, but what was interesting when you watched the game is that there was a point, we got to 2-1, obviously, Mane, Jonjo Shelvey paid us back, once a red, always a red. You know, paid us back with a through ball to Mane for some reason. Yeah. Mane.
Guilt for scoring.
That was going to be a penalty, right?
It was a penalty, surely.
That was a clinical finish by Salah, though.
Yeah, took it well, and then that was it. That done. To be fair, Salah would take the penalty anyway, so it made no difference.
Saving some time.
You know what I mean? Exactly. So then it's 2-1, and you're thinking, okay, here we go. It's going to be a rout. And it kind of stayed, you know, towards the end of the half. We had a few more chances. Nothing really happened. But the start of the second half, it was kind of, I wouldn't say even, but we just never really put them to the sword. We were doing that cross and inshallah thing where, you know, when they just send it wide cross. And that was it. There was no real play into play in the middle. And it was just crying out. Ox started well, but started running down the channels again. Like, you know, just out running the ball out of play and stuff like he used to. It's like, Ox, come on, man. You know, because it's just like Ox has this one mode. He like forgot who he'd become. And reverted back to old Ox, where it's like, I get the ball, I got to go for it. I got to run at you.
That's Arsenal Ox, that is.
Exactly. So it came at a point when Firmino, and let's, I have to say, Salah got subbed off. He was angry. I mean,
really?
He was not happy. He wants goals.
He wants to play every cup.
Yeah,
every
but he
game.
Scored. At least he'd already scored this game.
I quite like that, though.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
But he wasn't happy with Klopp. He gave him a little smack of the hand.
He's fit enough, though, to play every...
Yeah, he's a machine. To be fair, are machines. Yeah. Apparently first and last out training every week, so...
Well, it's good. They also don't drink because they're devout Muslims as well, aren't
they? Oh, that's true. Yeah, they don't drink anything. Yeah. But then I must admit, the game changed when Firmino came on for Jota and... came on for Salah and then Ox came off for Keita. Ox came on for Ox.
Just imagine Firmino with Salah. That's one thing I missed. They were linking up.
Honestly, I was hoping it was going to be Jota coming off for Firmino and Ox coming off for Keita. Because then we had Thiago and Henry.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
And then you remember when Ox... Sorry, not Ox. I keep saying Ox, I just like the name. When Keita, Salah...
Have you had a drink as well?
No. To be fair, I have had a couple.
I saw a glass of wine. I swear I saw one.
That's Rob. It's Rob. But
excuse me. I'll sit down.
Yeah. No, but please don't. But all I'm saying is that at the right hand side, there was that nice little triangles happening between Trent, Salah, and Naby at one stage, like towards the earlier the start of the season, and it was and that was really looking good, starting to build before Keita got injured. So I was hoping Salah stayed on because I was thinking if they stayed on, we could really destroy these. And then obviously Bobby and Salah have that relationship as well. So I was thinking if Bobby comes on, Salah comes on, and we have Keita and we have Trent, that whole side's going to be flowing. And then we've got Thiago inside. I was thinking, yes, we're going to ball here. And then he took Salah off. I was gutted. But the good thing was when Naby came on, he, and everyone did say this, and even people who don't like him in tweet and say, look, I have to say he changed the whole game because suddenly we started holding the ball. Yeah. You know, we were really frantic before he came on and just, you know, giving the ball back, and they were doing long balls and, you know, some maximum causing us trouble, then Callum Wilson and stuff. And it's like, there's no need for it. But once he came on, we just played possession football, kept the ball moving, looking forward, and then we kept on creating chances. And then eventually, Trent scored that absolute banger.
Yeah, how's it taken us this long to get onto that? Unbelievable. Saving the best till last.
Tell me you've seen that, Dre. Tell me you've seen Trent's goal.
No, I'm being honest. Literally, I've seen nothing.
Oh my God. You've not seen Trent's goal.
But I've seen lots of pictures on the net. But I was like,
pictures.
I got to the point where I was like,
what kind of nonsense is that?
I'm
of the goal.
I'm trying to live in yesteryear, back in the early 80s, 90s.
Black and white, was it? Did you see it on the newspaper?
Exactly.
Yeah, I looked at the back of the newspaper. And it said,
Liverpool
fantastic.
Yeah.
So I definitely will check that out. But yeah, I heard it's a worldie.
It was a rocket. It was an absolute thunderbolt from it's 25 yards. Yeah, it was about Gerrard.
It was very basically. It was a Gerrard. It literally a Gerrard strike. What I've noticed is he scored a few goals when whenever he happens to be on that side and he shoots from outside the box, he tends to score. Yeah, yeah. Actually, you know, but because it's on the left side, but he's normally on the right. It's
he did it against so, Villa. Villa,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly the same kind of thing. And I'm thinking, is there something to that where we might need to get him, you know, outside the box on those side every now and again if we need a goal? Because you see,
it's natural for a right foot to go that way. That's why.
Definitely. It's so much harder trying to hit from the right hand side to shoot from the right wing on target. It's a lot harder to do, a lot harder to skill. But Trent was great. But a shout out to Konate. Oh my gosh. Again. I mean, he's so much. He bullied Saint-Maximin in the end. Saint-Maximin went off injured in the end because he was just all he did is when Saint-Maximin got the ball, Konate was just on him tight, wouldn't let him turn, hassled him, put in a few robust challenges, legal robust challenges, but robust challenges. And before you know it, Saint-Maximin was hobbling, he was out of the game. Then when Callum Wilson came on, he pretty much did the same thing. He's just a bit different from Van Dijk, as in Van Dijk is very physical, but Konate seems to like a fight. As in, he actually goes in and you know, really fights the players to get the ball off him. But does it actually gets the ball as well? I mean, I'm really excited to see his development already. Imagine
what Ibrahimovic was speaking wonders of him.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think I didn't pay too much attention to the Ibrahimovic thing because I was just like, well, you know, you're an older player. It's not that big deal. But like what I've seen Premier League-wise, like I've been nothing but impressed. Like every defender makes a mistake. Matip's definitely made a few, and definitely Van Dijk has as well. But like his composure and physicality as well just seems to really, really impress me. And his positive attitude, and he actually wants to learn from the others.
Yeah.
So I feel like we've really got ourselves one there, and I'm really glad that they moved so quickly to be able to get him, because it was like literally like for, you know, within the first couple of weeks of the season going to ending.
Season ending.
Yeah. So anyway. But you know, let's move on to like looking forward to Spurs, because that's our big game on Sunday.
Are these gonna happen? That's the thing. The other thing we've got to say is Chelsea obviously dropped points thanks to Rafa. So that's obviously helped a bit. Obviously City are
losing. No, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, we definitely inside joke here, but it's to be honest with you, with Chelsea, you know, Chelsea are stuttering a little bit in the moment, and you know what I say is that if you get through the Christmas period, you know, if you are near the top, if you are 2-3 points off the top, if not at the top, I mean, all right, okay, our wheels came off last season. But
that was extenuating.
It's exciting though, because the difference is we're now in a good position, but we're getting players back. We've had injuries. It's the opposite.
Exactly. So
I'm excited.
Same. But I always said, and like I said in the last podcast about the mentality, and last year taught loads of squad fringe players.
Yeah.
Leveled them up in the mentality state. So now they all know how to play important games well. It's very rare I see a Liverpool team, like I said, this season. I haven't really seen a side where it's just dropped off. Last year, you changed a couple of players. You're like, what am I watching? You know, this year, it doesn't matter who comes in, whether it's Tyler Morton or, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, anybody comes in, the level's like pretty much the same. Obviously, there's certain levels, but the level's pretty much the same. And that, I think we've got that above someone like, I'd say, at Chelsea. And they're saying they're going through an injury crisis.
Chelsea are coming back. Chelsea are still going to be part of the
squad.
Yeah, but I think what is that the squad is very good midfield and defensively, but again, it's a striker. At the end of the day, they don't have anyone who's prolific.
But that's not because of quality.
It's just form and or stylistically.
Yeah,
but I think that you know, with City have started to get going now. But as I said, like with the way that our squad is being used, and you know, when there's someone's injured, then there's someone to be able to step in and replace them, you don't miss a beat. Now, if it does go ahead, not really seeing why. Spurs had a last game postponed, didn't they, or something?
Yeah, I think they've had potentially a couple. The last
they have, but that's why they.
No excuses. You play your youth team. Get on with it.
But that's no. But they saying they're fine apparently now to do it. So that's the whole point. So.
But I think without getting back to COVID again, why is it? It's nearing 100,000 cases a day. So. they're expecting. I wouldn't be surprised if all fixtures generally get cancelled or something.
No, but they could just say no fans, though. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, you know? God, I don't want to do that again.
They don't, but I'm just saying that before calling it off, then that's, you've got to go down that route before you call it off.
Yeah, maybe.
Because at the end of the day, the players are the ones that are tested in the bubbles. They're in bubbles anyway.
Yeah, but the thing is that, like, you know, major crowd gathering attractions like Winter Wonderland in London and, you know, the shops in the West End and all those things, they haven't been closed down. So.
Andre's house.
And then, you know, the parties at Sookie's and...
Exactly, Sookie's.
Yeah, you know, all of these things. But, yeah, you know, so I think in some respects, I think they want the season to continue. They definitely don't want it to be disrupted. So I would be surprised if it got cancelled. I was surprised that they cancelled the last one. Because, like, if you look at all sports, NFL, if you have players missing, then, all right, cool, you've got to play your reserves, your backups. So it's kind of the season has to continue, and it's not. Yeah, I'm not minimizing the danger just before someone starts, you know, messaging me about the dangers of COVID and all those other things, because a lot of people are vaccinated. But obviously,
I just don't want what happened a couple of years ago to happen to us. So if somehow we can win the league again this season, but then it's turned out to be a season where games have been affected by COVID, considering and all that, I don't want that. If we do win it, I don't want that asterisk again. I want to win.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I generally don't think that's going to happen this time, because there's no reason, you know, without going too far into it. At the end of the day, most people have been vaccinated. So it's either nothing's going to change between now and next year, because people are still vaccinated or they might have had the booster. But in essence, you know, if there's a difference between infection, like flu infections go up in this time of year, because, you know, yeah, so it's exactly. As long as the people aren't dying, the main thing is the deaths. If they can prove that people aren't actually dying in the numbers, then things will continue. But once people start dying en masse, then obviously everything's getting locked off.
Yeah, I mean,
they'll try and manage it.
France is like, listen, you lot stay over there. And you're not coming in.
So what are we thinking with the Tottenham game, if it goes ahead? Because obviously they'll have had a rest. Maybe they haven't trained, though. Is it going to be a good thing struggle. For them or bad thing?
Bad. Because you think about how it takes a while to get your legs going in terms of the season, when it starts, intensity of press and all that. We've got rhythm. You know, we've not missed a game. So we've got a lot of legs, we've got a lot of squad, and we've got the hunger. They're going to have to get those guys, get their players' legs going to keep up with us a lot. And it's going to be a nightmare for them.
What have their recent results been? Because I can't remember. They started well with Condon, but then they had a couple of bad ones as well, didn't they?
No, I think now especially within the last two, I think that he's been bringing them back to form. You know, they're getting used to his system.
I mean, they haven't played in December, but... they haven't played since the 25th of November. Oh, but the last one, they lost to NS Mura in the Conference League.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah. That was the second side or something.
Yeah, but then they lost they won 2-1 against Leeds. They drew 0-0 against Everton. They won 3-2 against Vitesse Arnhem in the Europa League. I mean, they're not like, you know, these aren't results. And then they got beat 3-0 by Man U. So that was just when it took over, I think. Yeah. So
I mean, the expectation level isn't on. No one's going to put pressure on him right now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's only obviously just taken over not too long ago. I think obviously they have the transfer window, and they definitely will be spending definitely on that defense. But I would I'll put a pin in this now. Definitely look for Spurs next season.
They
will make a run. I'm not saying they're going to win anything whatsoever, but they definitely will be making a run. I'll take them a lot seriously. A lot more seriously. But all right, let's go into team.
All right. Okay, I was going to say, Karen, no.
No, go for it, go on.
No, I was going to say the team, but you just about to go on to anyway.
synchronized. Yeah. So let's go into teams, predictions. So, Suki, what have you got?
So, Fab and Van Dijk are still going to be out, are they? COVID?
Most likely. They had another test today, but unless that comes back clear, then...
So I reckon he's going to go for a similar team then. I don't think, even though Keita and Bobby played, I don't think they'll start just because they are getting back. So I think he'll start the front three as Salah, Jota, Mane. Midfield has to be Hendo. And I think even though Thiago had a bad game, I think he'll still get a game. back four will be the same, I imagine, because I don't think Gomez is fully back yet. I think he'll go Robbo over Tsimikas against Tottenham. Yeah. And then I think that leaves Ox starting as well.
The thing is, because we've got to bear in mind with when the lineup, obviously we've got the Leicester game, although there's no guarantee that's going to go ahead, but we've got the Leicester game on Wednesday, in the EFL Cup quarterfinal.
I think he'll play a weaker team. Like, I don't know how much, but I don't think he'll play a stronger team against Tottenham than he will Leicester.
Yeah.
He'll prioritise Tottenham.
Then we've got Leeds on Boxing Day, early kickoff. So,
and then we get Leicester again, haven't we?
We've got Leicester again, exactly. Yeah. So, I think you're probably right, actually. I think he'll keep it kind of the same. But I think Keita will start over Ox, because Keita's been in training for like a good 2 weeks now. And Ox has played almost every game. And I can see him wanting to sort of rotate the guys coming back, give the guys coming back more time and get them up to speed for the next few games. And there's no reason not. I mean, Ox plays up, it's all good, but I just think he might, because Ox played, bear in mind, we played yesterday, it's Thursday, and the game's Sunday. So that's why I think he might make a couple of changes just to keep it fresh, because they haven't had as much time to recover. So I think in midfield, he'll definitely change it because he can. I think Hendo and Thiago and Keita will start, but then I can see him making early subs in midfield. I think Bobby might even get a start, you know, just purely because of that. Because he looked okay when he came on, looked pretty sharp, and Jota's played a lot of games and is kind of injury prone. Salah is definitely going to play because he's not taking off. So Salah's playing everything. Yeah, Mane there. And in defence, he likes to keep things pretty steady back there. So I agree. I think he'll keep that the same. But I wouldn't be surprised if Tsimikas does get a start, though. But I reckon he'll keep it the same, to be honest.
I think it'll lean to it like Tsimikas. And I think Keita may play if the game does go ahead during the week, then he'll play then. More so, because I think that's a little bit more of a less risky proposition for him to be able to play.
Well, but the thing is as well, like, you got to think that in terms of game, like, Ox is injury prone and he knows Ox is injury prone. There's no way he's going to stick him in two games in a few days if he doesn't have to. You know what I mean?
He usually pulls him off in the 60-minute mark anyway.
Yeah, so exactly. I think Ox could probably come on in the 60th or something, but he'll probably do that rather than, you know, start Kate and then take him off, not play full game.
But it's good to be, and that's what I'm saying. I know every week we go on about the transfers, but like we have got a lot of strength in depth.
Yeah.
You know, despite all the outcry, he's utilizing the actual squad really well. If he is going to add to it, I think it's going to be one player. I don't think it's going to be like masses of players that are going to be coming in. I don't think we need that. I think that we've got a squad. Even if he plays the same team again, rolls again with the same team, or he might play Bobby and put Jota on the bench so he can just save him a little bit. But usually with Klopp, I think he goes with rhythm. So right now, Jota's in that rhythm where he's scoring. So why would you mess around with that, you know? So
yeah,
I think Bobby may get more of a run out when it comes to Leicester.
I think Jota's not been scoring as much as he should recently, though.
He's been missing, but he's been scoring as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has been missing a lot. Yeah, he's missed and scored. He's like Salah first season. Has too many chances. He'll eventually get one in. You know, he's a bit like that. But that's not a bad thing to. You know, he's always in the right place. Jota seems to be.
But because we're missing
Fab, he seem to have a more natural number nine instinct than.
Another way of thinking is that because he's missing Fab, he might actually need more meat and backup in midfield. So therefore, that's why he might play for Bobby.
Yeah, that's a very good point, actually, especially against Spurs. That's a very good point. It's a very good point because I must admit, that's when Naby came on instead of Ox, because Naby is very good at pressing high up, and then he had Naby and Bobby suddenly both pressing as opposed to Jota and Ox. I think that was one of the things that really changed the game because we just kept the pressure right in their half and towards their goal rather than, you know.
That's when we've always been best, when we've had Bobby pressing at the front.
Correct.
Right.
And
he could
play as well.
So
can
yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, sorry. Go on. Last thoughts, sir.
Prediction. Score prediction.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind Bobby and Kate if they're fit enough. I'd start. if it was my choice and Bobby and Keita were fit, I'd prefer Bobby and Keita over Ox and Jota, I think. So yeah, I'm happy with either, to be honest.
Yes. Yeah,
score predictions. I'm a bit nervous actually. I was going to go clean sheet, but obviously without Van Dijk, and obviously we conceded against Newcastle. I'm going to go 3-1 again.
Yeah, Fabinho is a big miss as well. But
yeah,
you know, not having him screening the back.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. I'm still going to go 3-0. I'm still going to go 3-0. Yeah, but I agree with Suki though. I think it is a bit more risky at the back because not having Van Dijk and Fabinho.
I'm going to go with 3-1. Because obviously, you know, we haven't got Fab to be able to protect the back. You know, there is a chance for naivety from Kanute could actually be exposed. But to be honest with you, like it's that's his side that I worry about with Son, if there is a worry. But apart from that, because we tore him a new one last season.
Yeah.
That was one of my favourite games last season. I think that
beautiful
started our nice little run. So. I'll go with 3-1.
What was the score in that game?
Four one, I think it was.
Four one. So we definitely run right at their ground. That was nice. That was what I wanted. Yeah, it's one of
that tight run at Anfield.
Yes, Bobby scored the header, the winning.
Yeah, in the 90th minute or something.
Yeah.
So, all right, we come to the end of our episode this week. Thank you for putting up with my hoarse voice and my drunk sweats, all those types of things.
I can see him mopping your brow. He's got a towel literally mopping his brow.
Literally?
Yeah, literally. That's no joke.
But it looks like you've packed up a little bit, to be fair.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Spider-Man time, man.
It's our chat.
Obviously, it's speaking to you guys. That's weird.
Yeah. Enjoy Spider-Man. Where are you going tonight very quickly, Drake?
So it's I'm going to watch it in Leicester Square, a nice little exclusive place.
What are you watching again, sorry?
Spider-Man.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to be at the premiere with Zendaya and Tom Holland?
Well, I'm not going to be there. They've gone already and I didn't get invited to it. Sorry. All right.
Not that he's bitter.
But I should be there.
Of course.
But until then, we will catch you guys next week. And fingers crossed we've got more victories with us. We'll speak to you before the Leicester game. So fingers crossed it gets kept on. And then we can predict the Leicester game and then our Boxing Day game against Leeds. But until then, we'll catch you then.
Cool, Pete. Yeah. And no more COVID cases. All right, take care.